Welcome. This week, our theme is psychedelic. You've probably heard of the advanced studies currently ongoing at three major U.S. hospitals researching the medical impact of psychedelics like magic mushrooms to treat depression, addiction, cluster headaches, obsessive compulsive disorder, etc. I've talked about psychedelics in previous meditation programs some of you have participated in. And the thing that's most interesting and most relevant to meditation and to trust is the psychedelic perspective, a feeling of interconnectedness caused by more crosstalk between brain regions that are typically separate. How do you nurture connections between parts of yourself that are distant and isolated? How do you call all parts of your being into the huddle? The world's leading expert on mushrooms, he's a mycologist, his name is Paul Stamets, and he said, "The task that we face today is to understand the language of nature." Paul Stamets started a company. He sells medicinal mushroom products. You can find it at every Whole Foods and everywhere. He believes fungi will play a pivotal role in new industries of the 21st century. So what we know as mushrooms are the budding fruits of these mycelium mats that exist in the soil of forests. Paul Stamets calls them biomolecular superhighways in constant dialogue with the environment. He says that in an old growth forest, underneath your foot is bundled 300 miles of mycelium. He believes mycelium operates at a level of complexity that exceeds computational powers of our most advanced supercomputers. He says it's the Earth's natural internet. It's a consciousness with which we might one day be able to communicate. Sounds like crazy stuff, but he is not a crazy dude. Paul Stamets has tons of patents, including an insect-killing fungi that literally could put Monsanto out of business. So you gotta watch his TED Talk. I mean, he's a huge deal. Paul Stamets studies all the many mushrooms. But in his book that I'm reading right now, it's called Mycelium Running, he writes how the computer and internet industries and astrophysics have been inspired through the use of psilocybin or magic mushrooms, which stimulate imagination and fields of vision of scientists and shamans with complex fractals, hyperlinking of thoughts, and mental tools for complex systems analysis. So what's the point? Why am I telling you all this? To trust there's so much we don't know. And while it may not be realistic for you to do psychedelics anytime soon, what we are going for in meditation is the ability to allow crosstalk in different parts of your mind, different parts of your being, different parts of your life. Let the mystery reveal itself to you without getting in your own way. Hard to do. We always have that inner voice chiming in. But what happens when your inner voice is quiet, when the roads are clear? I grew up in Los Angeles, and I remember just before the 1984 Summer Olympics, which were held in Los Angeles, everyone was freaking out. People were saying, "Don't leave your house. Traffic's going to be terrible. Watch out for terrorists. This is going to be the worst mess ever." And so many people left town before the Olympics. And come opening ceremonies in the 2 weeks of the 1984 Summer Games, there was zero traffic on the roads. It was the most glorious 2 weeks in the history of Los Angeles. And I tell you this because that's the image that we're going for this week. It's a special challenge I have for you to open the roads, to clear the highways in your mind. If you believe there is a natural intelligence and the things that Paul Stamets are saying ring true with you, might there be a way that natural intelligence is trying to speak and heal and support you? And might you be blocking the crosstalk between seemingly random circumstances, ideas, encounters? Just try it for this week. Be super open to who reaches out to you, what books are randomly recommended to you, what blog someone tells you you've got to read. Activate trust. Turn it on. Turn it up. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Just take a few deep breaths. Let each breath open the roads, clear the highways. Let's come to our centering thought. I invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. I invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, I invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. I invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. If your attention wandered, I invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. Coming back to the moment, our theme this week, psychedelic. By that I mean, allow the crosstalk. Get out of your own way. Clear the roads. Clear the highways. Be super open to who reaches out, what books are recommended, what blog you're told you've got to read. Activate trust. Turn it on. Turn it up. I invite the intelligence around me to become the intelligence within me. See you tomorrow. Peace.